Go.
Hey everybody, welcome to Strandy Talk. Roll the intro. Oh my gosh, there you go. The intro works. The intro works, the hex works, the wing is here.
Did you not expect the intro to work?
I never expect anything to work, Wing. I literally am constantly terrified it's all gonna break.
Have to remember to change YouTube to live chat because it's stupid.
Oh yeah, I have to do that as well. Live chat, there we go. I can't chat in there. That chat button doesn't work for me. I can just read it. So, also, guys, how good does my beard look? Seriously, how good does that look? Can we're admiring my beard, Wing. Say complimentary things.
That's good. I've just discovered I can shift. What? Super tab between things. I never even bothered to try that before. Interesting.
Shift tab.
Yeah, completely unrelated to anything. No. You know, like when you're tabbing through programs.
Yeah, you can back tab. Shift. Yeah, it goes backwards. Yeah.
No. I mean, I know that's a thing. I've just never done it on BSPWM. I just didn't know. I was not aware I had that set up.
I think it's innate. I think it's just if you've got the one direction, you get the other direction, don't you? I don't know. Anyway, guys, I have this beard brush, which is this beard brush here, which I quite like. Not sponsored, in case anyone's panicking. I just like it. It's just you scrub my face like a dog. It's so good. It's by a company called Viking Revolution, established 2016. Which is pretty good. Thought I'd share that with you guys.
There we go.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep. I've also shared. Haha.
Anyway, I have my wife's training totally got. We've got quite a show this week. But before we do the show, can we show our trap balls off? Can we show our balls off? That's my ball.
Yeah, we can. What a good way to phrase that.
Look at my red ball. Look at my big red ball. I'm Wing, I wanted this trap ball for ages, and then Wing bought it before me, and that made me mad. But then I got it for 40 quid cheaper than him.
That's not what happened.
It is.
No, it's not. I pointed out the existence of this trap ball.
Then
to
I wanted
you,
it.
Then
and I wanted
then you
it.
Wanted it. Yeah. And then I also wanted
it. And then you bought it.
And then I bought the track ball, and then you waited like 2 weeks later, and it was 40 quid cheaper for some fucking reason.
Because I'm really good at alerts. Really good at like adding stuff to back. Anyway, I got it for like £99. Which is pretty good.
I do like my trackball.
I must say, I have no criticism on my trackball.
Yes, you do.
Okay, it's too shiny.
And something else. Also, I have linked your video in the notes.
Whoa, you've linked my video in the notes at the bottom? I wonder what I said about it. Wireless weirdness.
You did. Yes, we did. Yeah, I was going to. You actually brought it up in the video, but I had prior to you. That was there prior to you making a video.
Okay.
So you know, yeah, there is a weird thing that I did notice with the trackball, but what? Then it happened to Hex. If you use the dongle. For some reason, they seem to be using a really weird frequency that fucks with Bluetooth.
Right, which is fine, because what I've done today, this is the headset I use usually when I'm at my desk. I'm using my wired one because I'm on my Steam Deck and it's just easier, right? But this is the headset I use. I love this headset. It's got a ridiculous battery life and it sounds great, right? But like, I wanted to be able to listen to my YouTube videos or my music while I was pissing. So today I got a 10 meter Bluetooth, a 10 meter USB extension cable, and put a USB dongle at the end, and it just taped it to my door frame over there. Right?
Did you need 10 meters to get to your door frame?
No, I had a 2 meter cable or a 10 meter cable.
There was no in between.
No in between. So I was just like,
five probably would have been perfect.
Yeah,
right?
It would have been perfect. Yeah. So now I can use my headphones while pissing, which is, I just feel phenomenal. But that also means my Bluetooth is far enough away from my dongle that there's no longer interference, which is like kind of great. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I was looking at, because the Bluetooth adapter I've got is so old, it's got wood paneling, you know what I mean? It's like a 70s Bluetooth adapter. So I was looking. I was like, oh, I should get like a more modern Bluetooth adapter. And I found one on Amazon for like £11. But there's two of them that seem identical, and one's £9 and one's £11. Yeah, and I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out the difference prior to this, but I just use my built-in one on the Nook. But I do own, prior to getting my Nook, when I had my old ridiculously huge PC that I was messing with Bluetooth stuffs, I have like 6 different fucking random fucking dongles. They're all shit.
Yeah, that's the problem with most Bluetooth dongles are shit. So I was like, I'll buy a nice one that's definitely gonna work. Because like this one, the one I've got, probably fine. But like for £11, I'll just have like something Bluetooth 5 rather than something that's running like Bluetooth -6 or something. But yeah, I'm gonna go to the TP-Link website and find out what the newest model number is, and then try and find that on Amazon. I think.
Yeah.
I think I might do that today.
Fucking actually. Ridiculous.
Yep, fucking stupid ridiculousness.
but you know, wireless weirdness aside, wireless I have just weirdness. it doesn't happen that often to me, so I've just put up with it. It just occasionally decides a couple of times a day to skip, and I'm like, that's odd, but whatever. I don't care very much.
It happens often enough for me that I stopped using the Bluetooth built into my laptop. And that's when I use the dongle, and now it's over there. So yeah, it's weird that they do that, but I think it's something about licensing. I don't think they wanted to apply the licensing for certain frequencies and stuff. If I had to guess.
I do, but you know, great trackball. Actually, I meant to check because when X ordered his, Amazon said there was only one left. So I meant to.
I think it permanently said there's only one left.
I mean, it didn't. Oh my god! Why has it gone up? It's gone up to £181 now.
No way! No.
What
way.
The fuck?
I'm gonna check. I can't check Amazon on the stream because it always gives away my address. Slim Blade.
What's that about?
Pro is
okay. When Hex bought it, it was like £90. Wow. When I bought it, it was £120.
It's literally £181.
What the fuck? Amazon's pulling some shit.
I saved £81 by being a savvy buyer.
You did not. It's not. That's not how much it is. That's ridiculous.
That's how it works. I saved £81. My trap ball was 50% off, which makes me feel better about the price. Have my headphones gone up as well? I should check my headphones because everything I buy seems to go up.
Amazon's pulling some shit lately, but hang on, I'm just going to check the Kensington the Kensington website does not have the fucking price on it, because they're idiots.
Well, actually, hold on, there is some fuckery going on, right? Because my the headphones, which I paid 80-odd quid for, are now £110.
That's because Black Friday's coming up.
Yeah, they're upping up the price before Black Friday. The fuckers. I'm really hoping on Black Friday that I can buy a MacBook Air on Black Friday.
I don't think Macs usually go down.
Well, you do, so whatever. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I go down.
I don't know.
Okay.
If I've given myself a cutoff of like January like 25th, if there's been no sale by January 25th, I'm just going to fucking buy one.
That's surely it will always be cheaper direct from Apple.
No, I am buying direct from Apple. I'm not buying from anywhere else because I want warranty and stuff. But like, if there's no price, if there's no discount for the MacBook Air by payday January for me, I'm just buying. I'm just gonna fucking. I'm buying an iPad at the same time. I've decided I'm buying the MacBook Air and an iPad, and I'm just done then. I'm never spending money again after that.
You've gone full on Apple wanker.
I'm just gonna go full on Apple. Well, I mean, I am a wanker, so that would make sense.
Just to pop back to the trackball for a second.
Sorry, yeah.
According to this review I found from last year when it came out, it was $120. So this thing should technically be about £100.
Yeah, which is what I paid for it. So I got a bargain, really.
So yeah, this is just Amazon bollocks. You shouldn't use Amazon. They're scammers.
Scammers on is real, Wing. Scammers on is real.
Scammers on is real.
Scammers on is real. Scammers on. Yeah. So, I wrote a blog this week. I did a photograph of my desk. with my trackball on.
Did I write a blog this week?
I didn't.
Oh well.
Wing did not write a blog this week. You can see my trackball in the photograph here, which is quite exciting. So if you want to see that, you can go to the front page of the website and click on my desk, and you'll see my desk with my lovely Windows 95 background.
That those recent posts manually on the front page.
I do it manually. I really should automate it, but I also like it's such an easy thing to do that it's almost like I just do it manually. You know, it's like I just because I only ever have the last three on there. And I just like delete the top, delete the bottom one, and add and like and then add one above it. Because Obsidian always remembers the last thing you visited. I just put like bracket, and it's just there, so I don't have to do anything.
I guess that's fine.
I mean, it's one of the things. I'm sure there's a plugin to automate it, like an index page plugin, which I might have to look. But yeah, I assume it's fine. I don't mind. It's fine.
Yep. But I did some automating this week actually.
What did you automate? Was it me? Did you automate me?
Yeah. Yes, I now have auto hex.
What would that do?
I don't know.
I'll just tell you colours.
I go auto hex, write a book, and he just sits in the corner for 6 months.
You've got that actually already. You don't need to automate.
But yeah, I mentioned a while back that I was fucking with the Hetzner API thing.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yes, I did. And I kind of had it, my whole Owncast thing and server creation, semi-automated, but I've completely automated that right down to setting up OBS.
Ooh, that's quite impressive. So you just
the
like...
The OBS part, I'd literally just go Hetzner, create Owncast, and... Oh, and then I specify either Feather or Trendy Talk, because they're running on different instances, obviously. Well, they have different data because, you know, the Trendy Talk Owncast has like trendy branding on it.
You've never seen it.
It's on trendy.feather.org.
Those who want to
not look at YouTube.
I'm gonna go there right now and have a look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to mute properly. You. I'm not gonna hit play. There you go. I can.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. There you go.
That's so that's an Owncast instance, all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh look, someone.
I'm a nostalgic boost. Can I get a new name? Change name.
Yes.
Oh, how do I get a different new name?
Change username top right.
I want to keep generating usernames. How do I keep generating username?
I don't think you can do that.
Change name.
But yeah. Ooh, now I run my thingy. And because I want to be as cheap as possible, because this is why I do this in the first place, because you can reserve an IP and just always have that IP, so I could like have an IP for, I think it's $150 a month, and just always use that IP.
My static IP on my actual ISP cost me £5 one-off admin fee.
Yeah, I mean IPv4 is we're like on the cusp of being gone, right? This for years, to the point where I believe China's gone all out on pushing IPv6. But yeah,
me too. Yeah,
I mean we could resolve this by just not using those for a lot of stuff, but you know, what was I saying? Yeah. But you know, I wanted to be cheap, so I run my own cast instances as temporary servers. They're only up as long as I use them, and they cost like I think what's I'm gonna have a quick look at this, because the one I use because I use a fucking tiny ARM server for my regular one, which I did test Owncast on and it can run. You know, if you're watching one person at the same quality, but the second you start doing transcoding and shit, it goes nope. So I do this one. Where is it? It is 4 cents an hour.
Four cents an hour. That's pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty reasonable.
Yeah. So I run that, you know, for fuck all.
That's probably quite expensive for a month, 4 cents an hour, isn't it? How much is that a month if you want to do it monthly?
No, it caps.
Oh, it caps. Okay.
There's a monthly cap, so yeah. Well, it does not. It's not 4 cents. If you leave it running all month, it is not 4 cents an hour the entire month.
It's quite a lot of money, isn't it?
No. That one caps out at 29 quid because this is a dedicated CPU one for doing video stuff. Whereas, you know, obviously the ARM one is not that. It's two virtual cores and it's four caps out of 450 a month. It was what I'm actually running on. So the script just spins that up, mounts my own cast storage, which I've created a sub user on, who only has access to the own cast folder, and there's two folders in there. So depending on what I picked, what argument I ran the script with, it will mount one or the other, and then just install and start up Owncast, and then it jumps over to my main server and changes the IP on the reverse proxy on the caddy file and restarts that, and then on my local machine OBS just uses JSON files for config, so it just swaps out the IP in there.
Wow. I'm
done.
Wow.
And then when I'm done, I just do Hetzner delete, and it just
that is
up.
So many steps.
I mean, it's, yeah, whatever. And then on the caddy, I have a handle errors thing. So if it can't access that, if server isn't running and it can't access it, it redirects it to a page on my website explaining why the server isn't there.
This is times like this I'm reminded that Wing is so much smarter than me, because I'm just like,
nah.
Yeah. Boggles.
Fine. It's just, you know, a thing for fun, right?
I mean, works. Just write stories about spaceships. Just write stories about spaceships. That's what I do.
It was a thing. It is a horrendous Bash script, but I mean, it works.
I'm surprised you used Bash. I'm surprised you didn't write it in fucking Go or something.
There's things you do where Bash just makes sense, right?
I mean,
because what that script,
Bash never makes sense.
You know, when you're running several programs from the command line and stringing them all together, it's literally what Bash was made for, right? Because what that mostly is running other Bash commands over SSH and then running sed a few times, which I believe that might be the first and only time I've ever used sed in a script.
Sed is just unnatural. It's just unnatural. Sed is just, I'm just against sed.
It's fine. It's mostly just doing, like, regex. I did fucking... Okay, well, I have... Was it sed? Hang on. I have to look at my script real quick. So apart, because there is some bollocks in here with the sed command. Yeah, it is sed. Yeah. Sed doesn't use... It doesn't have the backslash D for digit.
Yeah.
For in regex. That tripped me up for so long. I was so confused. Because in like every other regex implementation I've used, you can use backslash D to look for a number. But instead, you have to do double bracket colon digit colon.
That
baffles me.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. I did not know that. But then again, why would I guess?
Yeah. I mean, apparently, the backslash D thing wasn't really a standard. But I mean, I think it's basically a standard now, because I've never used anything that didn't support it except sed. So, yeah.
How often does sed get updated?
I don't know. Sed source code.
I'm looking.
GNU sed. Okay. Latest source. Git web. June.
Oh, that's not too bad then. I thought you was gonna be like June 1811.
No, 2023. There you go.
Oh. Yeah. Why is all this? Why is, I know GNU's open source and all this, but why does their shit have to be so ugly all the time?
Which port are you looking at?
This thing came up on search. There you go.
GNU Savannah. Wow. That's not the one I'm looking at.
That's fucking hideous. Yeah, and even so.
Why? Okay. I mean, I have a better question. Why does GNU have several GIF front ends?
Because they're assholes.
Because this is the one I'm looking at. Both of which are hosted on GNU.org.
So you've got Git Savannah and Savannah GNU Git. Oh my gosh, why is this so... Why is it all so ugly, Wing?
I don't know.
Fucking... Oh my... I love that the influence they've had in time. I'm not, like, criticising their superpowers. But, like, fuck me. Get a design guy.
Anyway. The D in GNU stands for design.
Yeah, there is no D in... Oh, that was the joke. Okay. Right, okay. I get you.
I mean, good job. Whatever, good job. I guess.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah. Fucking GNU.
You'd think they'd have a standard design across everything. Why is my trackball squeaking?
Oh, pull it out. You've probably got hair or shit in your...
Maybe it's too dry.
Rub it in your dick. Quick.
Don't think that's correct. Actually, it is quite dry.
Your dick's dry.
No, the ball. Your not ball's my ball. Dry. The track ball. Shut up.
I actually had to clean mine for the first time today. I had to clean mine. I got like a cotton bud on it and cleaned up the bearings. It was rather nice. I did a good job on it.
Yeah, yours in your video, you said there was white, but they have since now looked like mine, right? They're all silver.
I mean, they are they're silver, right? But if I clean them, they go white. So the silver's dirt. Really? Yeah, just clean it with your finger. Look, it goes white. Like, yeah, it's dirt.
Why would it go silver?
I don't know, man. It's just that, I don't know. Clean it. Have a go. Have a go. Do it. You'll see.
I did before. I have cleaned it since it's gone that, and it stayed silver. That can't be right.
I can't. Can I show you on this camera? I mean.
That's weird.
I'm showing you, look, white.
Curious.
Anyway, curious. No, this is the curious, best trendy talk ever. We watched Slaughterhouse!
Oh my god, we did.
Oh my gosh, Slaughterhouse was basically the best. It was the best film I've seen where the killer is a sloth. Yeah, no, it stands up. I thoroughly enjoyed
Hello,
it.
Hello, MC Fucker. Okay.
That was me. I changed my name to McFucker and said it was the worst show ever.
Oh, I see. I did that ages ago.
Right.
I mean, I just noticed. Shows how much.
Hello, McFucker.
Slaughterhouse. We've seen somebody linked the trailer for, and yeah. Actually, it might have been you.
I think it was me. I think I might have.
And then we went. That looks like. I mean, it's obviously intentionally like the way it is, but you know, it's very hard to do that well, right?
Yeah.
And but I mean, it does pull it off very well. I'm trying to come up with a better way to say this, but I can't. It has a bit of a slow start.
It's boring for the first half hour.
Nah, I'd say 20 boring. Minutes.
Okay, it's boring for the first 20 minutes to half an hour.
When the sloth starts doing the slaughtering, it's really so fucking good.
So fucking, it's exactly what you want out of this film. Like, it's...
It is.
Mwah, perfect.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna spoil any of them.
Yeah, don't spoil them,
there was so a lot good. Of unexpected things that yeah. just were brilliant.
Yeah,
it's a stupid movie.
It was the greatest Halloween movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's great. It is.
I'm gonna be watching that every Halloween forever. It's so good, and there were so many GIF moments in it. Yeah, so good. So,
yep.
Yeah. No criticism. It's amazing. Yeah.
Fucking stupid, but whatever.
You should, if you have, it's on Netflix and other sources. If you want to get it, we got it from, was it Netflix or Paramount? I forget. It was on one of the streaming services. That's where I found it anyway. It's on one of the streaming services. But yeah, it's great. You should watch it. Don't rush, die slow. That's their tagline. I just noticed that, and that's the genius tagline.
Don't rush.
On Apple TV and Hulu. We don't have Hulu. Is it on Apple TV in the UK? I'm sure it's on Paramount. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so long. Yeah, no, you're right. Sorry, UK is Paramount.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because like, I had Apple TV while Apple gave me a special offer, but I'm not. There's not enough on it to make it worthwhile.
No. Okay, yeah, no. It says Apple TV here as well for the UK one.
Maybe I watched Apple. Maybe it's still Apple TV. It's still live then.
I don't know where we watch things. It's fine.
We don't. Fucking, who knows?
I mean, who knows at this point? Too many streaming services.
Far too many. Yeah.
You just click things.
Yeah.
Me and Hex watched The Matrix yesterday.
We watched The Matrix. Yeah. Oh my! I really enjoyed that. Like, there's lots wrong with The Matrix as a film. But I still really enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, 100%. But like,
it's so.
I mean, at least this is an older movie we went back to, and it wasn't very problematic.
Yeah, because when we went back and we watched Ghostbusters, it was like, ooh, Peter Venkman's a rapist. And then we was like, we'll watch Evolution. That's a good movie. And we was like, ooh, Mulder's a rapist. Like it's like every time you go back, it's like the main character is either an asshole or a sexual predator. We went back and watched The Matrix, and there's no sexual tension with anyone the whole film, so it didn't matter. It's like it was the opposite. It was completely androgynous. It was great. But yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
Also,
there's the best like stances, like power stances in any film. Like even now. Like, no one does a power stance like Keanu Reeves. Like, at one point, he flexes dust off himself, and you're like, bravo.
Yeah. I mean, he was made for movies like this, right? I think.
Absolutely.
And you know, John Wick and stuff. I had not seen him in anything other than John Wick prior to this, I don't believe. But, yeah. He got much better looking as he aged. But.
Same.
You know. Whatever. But yeah, you too have grown a very nice beard. Yeah.
Also, like, I must say, there's a few moments in The Matrix, and it's only revisiting it now with someone as critical as Wing, that I noticed how much pointless running up walls there is. There's so many times where they could have just not run up a wall and shot somebody. And they're just like, no, I'll run up the wall and kick them in the back of the head instead. And it's like, why? Why are you doing that?
And there were several points where they ran up a wall and got hit, and they wouldn't have got hit if they
hadn't just shot somebody. Like, you've got guns in your hands, and instead of just shooting the person in front of you, you run towards them, go sideways up a wall, then barrel roll roundhouse kick them. And it's like, why? Like, because it looks fucking
cool. I can explain this. Because they're in a simulation, it's like a game, so they're getting points for doing it, right?
They're getting their style multiplier up.
Getting style points.
I mean, you're joking, but that makes more sense than anything else, any other option I've seen. But yeah, it's like I'm looking forward to forcing Wing to watch The Matrix 2 next week.
Hex tells me everyone hates this one.
Okay, for those of you that are watching, everybody thinks The Matrix is the best one. The Matrix 2 and 3 could get worse. I genuinely believe that The Matrix 2 is the best one. But that is specifically because it's got some batshit crazy ideas that I fucking love. There are things in there that I'm like, I wish I'd have written that. That's gold. Like, there's so much stuff in there I would do in my own writing. And I think that's why I love the second one so much. There's fucking teleporting vampires in it. Like, it's brilliant. It's just batshit. It just goes off the rails. Yeah.
Also, I'm just looking at that poster on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
is
his arm really long, right? You've noticed his weird Morpheus's weird long arm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Why is he down? It's by his knees or some shit. What is that? What is with that?
That's very strange. Yeah. What's happened here is the Matrix has glitched.
Yeah. What was you going to say about the poster anyway? Before I derailed you, was you?
The names along the top. I don't know. They're just They look like someone's opened up GIMP and done a drop shadow and just.
It was 1999. They probably did. What I love is though that there's not a moment in the movie The Matrix that's not tinted ever so slightly green. And now it's like, we'll do the box art, make it fucking purple. What are you doing? Make it green, you stupid fuck. They're like, nah, purple. Like, but the entire film is green. They're like, no. We've used all the green. We've got no more green left. Like, make it fucking purple. It's like,
they even have the cold run down the background. This just should have been green.
Yeah, it should have been green. Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, so much.
Yeah, also, weirdly, prior to going into this, my only experience with The Matrix was playing a weird PS2 game.
Yeah, Matrix, Enter the Matrix, I assume.
I don't know. Let's see. If I recall any of these.
Is it PS2?
Which I recall as being quite jank at the time.
I liked Enter the Matrix. It was shit. But it was shit in all the ways I enjoy.
It might have been this one. This looks familiar.
There's a whole scene in Enter the Matrix where you're like running away from an agent. And it's like the opening is just you running like shit. But if you got good at the game, you could just stop and beat the shit out of him. It's just like quite like it's not very convincing, really. Like the problem with Great. The Matrix is. Also, is there no image search button on. Where's the fucking image search button move to on Google? Oh, it's right down here now. Okay. Fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Sorry. I just got mad. But yeah, there's so much weird stuff in Enter the Matrix. I had it on the GameCube, right? It was a two-disc GameCube game, and there was just one bit where you had to fly the Nebuchadnezzar through the tunnels, and that was the moment I realized it wasn't just underwater. Like, because I genuinely missed it.
I actually think the one I played was Path of Neo.
Path of Neo? That's even worse. Okay. The Matrix.
I'm just looking at screenshots. I think this was the one I played.
Path of Neo, PS2. That font is fucking horrific. What are they doing?
Oh, it's awful, but...
Wait, that's the game of the second movie. So you've probably had loads of spoilers you didn't even know you had. Ooh, they love their reflection.
Why did they have the thing where he goes through the office then?
I don't know, but I'm sure that was... because he's wearing the suit from the second movie. He wears this really like weirdly stylized business suit the whole way through. And it's like, yeah, he's wearing that in it. So, yeah. The Matrix is one of the things, right, where like it should have, like, even though The Matrix is a big deal and it was like a big deal at the time, I feel like it should have stood the test of time better. Like, why isn't The Matrix still something people give a shit about? Like, it should have just been like, it's so made for the modern world. It's like, I want a Matrix revival. I want Matrix to come back. I want people to...
Well, unfortunately, it's been co-opted by crazy people. So, you know.
Yeah, which is a bit of a shame. But yeah, the Matrix is fun.
Which, given the people that made it, it's a bit strange.
Yeah. But like, I did say though, like there is the whole... They're a bit like we wear leather and shoot people the whole way through, which is a bit of a mixed metaphor they got going on.
It's fine. They're all evil.
No, they're not. They literally start shooting random security guards at one point. Those people have got families and shit. They're like, no, fuck you.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't. They're fake families.
The fake families.
I mean, all the people are grown. They're not real families.
I mean, that's a fair point, I suppose. Yeah. Also, when we watch through the Matrix films, Wing... We're not going to watch Matrix 4 unless you really want to.
Is that not the newest one?
Yeah, that's the newest one, The Matrix Revolutions. I'm happy to stop at 3. But if you want to go further, that'll be on you.
4 has got new and sexy Neo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll watch it with you, but I'm just not... it's you to blame for it, alright?
Okay.
Because there are a couple of scenes that are very fucking cool in The Matrix 4. Like, there's a couple of moments where I'm like, that is fucking cool. But there's not a lot of them. It's just like, the most of the film is not that. But it's bad. It is bad, at least in interesting ways, which is fine.
That's good. I was looking up Matrix stuff, and I seen the part where they did the bit where he dodges the bullets, and it was really cool. They just do a circle of cameras. It's great. Ridiculous. I love stupid setups like that.
Yep, yep, yep. All there's a red love, pill.
Love all movie tech.
Yeah. I mean, shows
tech will get to see lots of soon.
What?
We're going to make Hex watch Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. No, they're making me watch Lord of the Rings. That's on our list. We've got one more Aurora Tea Garden, which we're waiting for Matt to watch. And then I'm watching Lord of the Rings because I think I might have judged it harshly. And I'm going to get a revisit. I'm going in with an open mind. I'm not going to be a whiny twat about it.
Oh, we'll see how the whiny part's going, because we all agreed that we're going to watch the extended editions.
It's going to take us
2 days to watch each movie.
Yeah, what? It's taking us, 2 days per movie?
Yep. The extended editions are about 4 hours each.
Okay.
Let's just remember that last year and this year, Matt intends to watch all these movies back to back in one sitting. Theater.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go open mind. I'm gonna watch it. I'm just gonna fucking watch it. I'm not gonna.
I've only ever watched them once before, but I did like them.
Oh, Ollie Tem says I'm setting up a little pie to seed my torrents for me while I'm in the UK. Oh, okay. Good
Pi
luck.
One is slow.
Pi one is slow. Yeah.
You download all those Linux ISOs.
Yeah. Big Buck Bunny, here you go.
I just noticed at the bottom of jacket actually it does use Big Buck Bunny as an example.
It's an old joke.
I know. But
jacket? I wouldn't know about that sort of application.
It's the thing that keeps you warm outside.
Oh.
But with 2 T's.
Which makes it different.
It does. Anyway, speaking of practical effects thingies, me and Matt was watching some more stop motions.
Is this about Corpse Bride?
We watched Corpse Bride, which is it's the thingy Tim Burton made after Nightmare Before Christmas. But Laika also worked on it. Although I think they did do Nightmare Before Christmas as well, but I'm not sure if they were Laika at the time. So Laika also made Coraline.
Okay.
But, yeah, so this is about Victorian time. Two people are being forced to get married and they're like, that's a bit fucking weird, don't like that, whatever. The guy ends up running away and he doesn't run away. He keeps fucking up his vows, so he goes away to the forest to practice them. And when he puts the ring on what looks like a tree, it was actually a skeleton hand. And then, so the corpse goes up and goes, yeah, I accept. Let's get married.
Okay.
And thus the adventure begins.
How does his Victorian wife feel like about this?
Yeah, not great. She's like, oh, you're supposed to marry me.
He's like, no, I prefer this corpse.
Well,
to be honest, that corpse is hot, to be fair.
Yep.
Hot corpse.
And mechanically impressive, model-wise.
I don't know where to start with that, to be honest. I don't know.
I have videos in these, but underneath that there's a YouTube video for the audience, not Hex. But there's a screenshot from that video underneath that where it says Puppa Head. So
can I click the Puppa Head?
That's literally hosted on the Trendy website.
Oh my god, that's horrific.
Yeah, so me and Matt like to watch the behind the scenes stuffies for these because they're always interesting. So this is the first time I've seen a stop motion figure like this, where instead of, I will show you another one later, but normally what they do is just like print faces, one face per frame, and they just keep swapping out the face. Whereas for Corpse Bride, they've got like, because the character designs are so skinny, they had to go with like full on, very, very Terminator looking frames.
Right.
So they're like heavy steel and stuff. And they're about 30 centimeters tall, I think they said in the video. But for the heads, they actually have like silicone faces. And inside is like what the guy described as, it's like working on a fucking clock. There's like just tons of gears inside the head.
Oh, so that's not a human-sized skull with a giant holding it then.
That's the back of the head, but there's screws on various points in the head that they turn and it moves the faces. And it's fucking insane. I think they said they had about 14 of those models per character, or at least per main character. So, yeah. I imagine in all Leica movies after this, they've done the one face per frame thing, which I assume is far cheaper than this and much less mechanically annoying. But this is impressive and also weird looking to see them doing it. Because if you watch the video, you can see him actually putting together a scene with this, and he just like sticks the screwdriver in the dude's ear to make his mouth move. It's weird.
Wouldn't it be better to do that with remote stuff though? Wouldn't it be better to have a little remote controlled like or profiles like?
You're not gonna get. And also bearing in mind this is 2009, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That or 2005, sorry, 2009, I think was Coraline, yeah. But I feel like you're not going to get that done, especially if you're using multiple models, because you're obviously shooting many scenes at a time.
Fair
because
point.
Because otherwise you'd never get done. But I just thought these models were really fucking cool.
That's a little bit unsettling, to be honest. I imagine having a screwdriver in my head.
It's how you get all the words out, and you just twist it a bit every time.
I mean, that's how it feels some days.
I really like this stuff.
You also watch Paranorman? What the fuck's Paranorman?
Paranorman is the movie Leica made after Coraline.
Okay.
Which is about a little boy who can see ghosts, and then he lives in a town that done murdered a witch once, and she cursed said town.
What an original
is
plot.
The setup. Yeah. It does be. It is. Yeah.
I do like that slogan. It's all fun and games till someone raises the dead. Which is true.
It's very... It is 100% set up to be like a kind of riffing on old zombie movies. But it's also really good. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of, oh, nobody believes he can see ghosts. And then they do when zombies happen, you know. But no, it's really good. I'm not gonna spoil anything. I know it's 2012, whatever. It's still really good. But if you click the second link on that one, you can see how they did the faces for these, where it says faces.
Faces.
Yeah.
Ah.
So they have a face per. They just have drawers of faces.
That look like that looks like a collection of weird fucking cookies. That looks like.
Well, they do bake them.
With sugar.
No, with a special mix of stuff. Actually, the video has a really cool little scene where they stop motioned the face being made, so it looked like it was talking when it was happening. It's great.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of work is like everything involved in stop motion, right?
Yeah, no, I get that. I like stop motion as a thing, right? I do like it, but I have to wonder if it's going to die away, if it's going to die off, because you can get the exact same look now with computers. You could render it with a shader that makes it look like stop motion, right? So, like, at this point, are we at the point where, like, stop motion is just going to die off because it's been replaced by digital puppetry?
I mean, you could say the same thing about the Muppets X.
I mean, there's a lot of digital work in Muppets, right? Like, there's a lot.
I know, but there's still people puppeting them.
What?
There's still people puppeting the Muppets, right?
No.
What do you mean?
I mean,
people moving them around.
They're Muppets.
Right?
They just move themselves. They're Muppets.
Okay, I see.
Okay. I do think the Muppets have got a lot of fur and stuff, which is slightly harder to do. But it's only a matter of time before they're just replaced.
So do, like when you look at a stop motion movie, you can see the texture.
Don't get me wrong.
Different,
I'm not saying it's a good thing that it's going to get like.
Oh no! I mean, I get it.
Just,
and clearly,
think, yeah.
People feel the same way because these movies do not make much.
Yeah.
But like. You know, they like consistently make double what it costs to make them, which isn't great in the movie business.
Yeah.
Or not even doubling. Double. So this cost $60 million to make and made 107. So, you know.
How the fuck does a bunch of puppets got $60 million? Like, how?
If you watch behind the scenes.
£60 million. Right? How much of that was
marketing? I assume that's including fucking.
Because, like, fuck me.
That's including marketing stuff.
I'll make you a film for $60 million right now. I'll pocket $59 million and make a film for $1 million.
If you see the sets they have set up for this stuff, though, I mean, like, there's a lot of people spending a lot of time doing everything here. It's great. I love it. As a piece of art, I really
It's art. It's lovely. Yeah, no, I'll give you that. It's art. It's lovely.
And
stop motion is very cool. It is a shame we don't see more. Wallace and Gromit was shit, though. We're on the same page there, right? Wallace and Gromit was awful.
Oh, me and Matt also watched the Wallace and Gromit movie.
Awful.
Actually.
Awful. Don't like them at all. Yeah.
I thought it was all right.
No. I don't like... It's far too, like... It's far too English in that way that's just, like, a little bit toxic. It's like toxic Englishness. I don't like it.
We watched... I think he said it was the second one. It was The Wrong Trousers. They seem to be done with some kind of clay or something, because you could actually see the people's fucking fingerprints on the models. It was good. I like it.
So, you also played Little Nightmares, which does look like it's stop motion, right?
It definitely has a Coraline vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That might just be because of the big yellow coat.
I've not seen Caroline, so I don't know what the big yellow coat is, but yeah.
Coraline.
It's not called Caroline. Yeah. No, it's not called Caroline, is it?
No, it's not called Caroline. It's Coraline. Yeah, Little White Nightmares is much shorter than I was expecting it to be, actually. I attempted to play this a while ago. I actually had an hour playtime on it, even though... I only had about 15 minutes playtime on it because I just couldn't get it running on my old computer. But it runs fine on my new one, and it took me about 2 hours to finish.
Oh, that's sad.
Nah, it's fine. It's good. Yeah. I did... When the Steam Scream Fest thing was coming up, I was like, oh, I'll grab the DLC and that. And it turned out I already owned it, so I have started the DLC, which... I've finished the first of the 3 DLC chapters. It doesn't seem as good as the main game, but it's all right.
Wow!
I think I have the second one. I think I picked up the second one, so I'll play that as well. But it's short, but it's really good. It's what's it usually? Yeah, it's marked as horror, but I think it's more. The genres annoy me, but whatever. So I never know what things are. It's not like, there's not jump scares and shit in it. It's
just creepy.
It's just those unsettling very well.
Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me, but it's very pretty.
Yeah.
I don't think horror games.
Oh, yeah, you said that before. Yeah. Is that what gave you your fear of cosplayers?
No, I don't have a fear of cosplayers. I just fucking hate them. It's not a fear. I just think they're useless to mankind and should stop. But that's just my opinion.
Poor friend of the show, Hangman.
No, like the problem. My problem with cosplayers, I'll include like Hangman Joe might do this. I don't know. But if I'm at Comic Con, I'm there to buy comics, not to look at some twat in a leotard, right? Yeah. So if I'm not trying to buy comics, and someone dressed as Deadpool is bouncing around me. That's just annoying. I don't like go bother the kids.
I feel like if you're just there to buy comics, you might as well just buy them online.
I have learnt that. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But it's not even just comics. Like you get to a board game convention, there's some twat dressed as Deadpool. Like it doesn't matter if you go to anything remotely pop culture-y, there's gonna be some knob dressed as Deadpool annoying the shit out of me.
I mean, I've never been to any of these things.
Don't go. And if you do go, don't go dressed as Deadpool. Don't do it.
Oh, I've got to go dressed as Deadpool just to piss off Hex.
I just if cosplayers were
and
just...
And underneath the mask, it's a mask of Hex.
If cosplay, that'd be amazing. If cosplayers would just stay in their lane and like bother each other, that'd be fine, right? Like, no one, like, they wouldn't bother me. But the fact they just bother it, like, you'll come out the venue and you're just, like, looking for Burrito. And there's a fucking twat dressed as Thor doing a street fight with four Ninja Turtles. And I'm like, that's great, but I want to go to the Burrito van. Get out of my fucking way. Like, yeah. I just hate them. they just fucking, they're just so annoying. Yeah.
But yeah, as a short spoopy, it's very good. all the atmosphere is very it's very very good at building atmosphere. It's also, I believe, the entire theme of everything is greed and gluttony and shit like that. So there's a lot of fat fuckers eating shit.
I mean, just real life, then. Just real life
and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it's good. I will say it does suffer a bit being. 3D platformer, it does suffer a bit from not knowing where the fuck you are.
Yeah.
It's not overly bad, but there are definitely certain sections where I was just like it's not even like, you know, running away high stakes sections. There was one part where you had to like pull a rope by pulling the fucking cage over to it or something. I was fully sure I was standing in line with it. I was nowhere near the fucking thing. It took me way too long to grab that shit. It's this... The depth is fucked up in some sections, but...
Also, yeah. I need to take a moment to say that you said it runs nice on your new computer. You know it's on GeForce now, right?
Yes!
Okay.
I played the first hour on my computer, and then I played the next hour on GFN.
Yeah, it's GFN, like, yeah. I just got the GFN logo in my browser, I just realised.
It was not on GFN when I had my old computer.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. But yeah, good game. I'll definitely play the second one. And the third one is coming out soon?
I'm coming out.
I don't know when it's coming out, but yeah. Oh, the third one has two-player co-op. Interesting.
I'm not playing that. I'm not playing that. No,
no you're not.
I'm not playing that either.
Yeah.
I basically, like, yeah. Oh, what else you got? Oh, Jack and Dexter. Daxter.
Jack, this game's been on my mind over the last couple of weeks, so I was just like, fuck it, I'll play it again. Actually, fun fact, I still have this fucking game.
Well, you've got, like, the...
The PS2.
The PS2 version.
I did play it on an emulator, but I own it, so fuck you. I used PCSX2. Which I tried this first years ago and it did not work very well for me. It might have been on my computer, but it works really well now and it has a really very, very good upscaler. Because when I loaded it up, I was like, damn, that does look like it was made in 2001. when I did the 1080p upscaling, it was like, damn, it's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, there's this weird thing with the PlayStation games. They all seem to upscale really well. I remember when that first started being a thing, people were really weirded out. It's because it uses like proper 3D models for it. And they can be upscaled like really
nicely. I don't know. I wasn't sure if it was because Jack and Daxter's quite simple, cel shady looking.
Which yeah, it could
tends
be.
To upscale really well.
Maybe
anyway.
That's just why all PS PlayStation games are like that, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'd be interested to see what a more... graphically complex game.
Play Wipeout.
But whatever. But I finished the first Jack and Daxter. So I started the second one, but I won't talk about that because I'm not finished it. But it holds up really well. It holds up really well gameplay wise, and also it's still funny. Which is, I think funny is really hard to pull off in games, but
funny is really hard to pull off in anything. Like,
yeah,
genuinely.
I know, but I feel like games are especially bad at it, right? Or at least they were. They've definitely gotten better, but like, especially at the time. It's still funny. It's got some moments, but still good. plays really well. It does not suffer from 3D platforming, I don't know where I am. Little
That's
nightmares.
Interesting.
Yeah, no. I don't, yeah, I mean, I'm not a game designer. I don't know how to pull that off, but I mean, yeah. The platforming is not ass, except for the very last section. There is some ass platforming, but the entire rest of it is perfectly fine. And it's got, like, the hover bike sections. Those are still pretty good. Yeah. So, oh, right, I guess I never even explained what the fuck this is.
There was
a period of games where there was just, you know, just 3D platformers, and it's like a dude and a smaller dude. It's just like, you know, Ratchet and Clank or Banjo-Kazooie. I never played Banjo-Kazooie.
Don't.
But yeah, you know.
Don't.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But,
Big guy and little fella do a thing.
Yeah. They do things. But it starts off with them going to an island they shouldn't be at, and then Daxter falls into some goop, and then he turns into the furry dude.
Is Daxter the big guy or the little guy? Daxter is
the little man.
The little guy, right. Does he stay a little guy forever, or does he get cured at the end?
Yeah, well, that's the plot of the game, is trying to reach a sage who should know how to fix him. Although, if you look at any other of the games, that clearly doesn't happen. So.
I do like when games have got like simple plots, like this guy be fucked up, go help him, and that's your entire plot. It's like, great, don't bother with anything else. We can do this.
Yeah. Well, it's just you know, there is the world has some kind of magic stuff called the Eco in it, and there's various kinds of it, and each one has a sage. Daxter fell into Dark Eco. Go find the Dark Sage to help.
I mean, that sounds like my kind of... Yeah, that sounds like...
Yeah. I mean, it's simple. It works. And also, given when this was released, there's very few loading screens in this. Basically, you just walk around the entire world, which is a very good accomplishment for this time. And what actually got me thinking about these is when I randomly seen a video that someone had posted on a thing that happens. If you move really quickly in Jak and Daxter, if you keep, there's like a roll jump you can do. If you keep doing it and you move through a straight enough area, he trips.
Right.
He just falls over, and I never knew why that happened.
Oh, is it the loading?
As a kid.
Is it like...
It's the stop so it loads in. Yeah, yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's cute.
It's cute. It's a good way of doing it, because, you know, they obviously had very limited memory to deal with on the PS2. But yeah, no, that's how they did it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go back and play this. And yeah, no, this totally holds up.
This squirrel thing is very grumpy.
It's called an Otzel.
Grumpy squirrel man.
It's good. It's good. I like them. I did start the second one, which is somewhat infamous for the tonal whiplash that happened. Because you've got happy-go-lucky, simple story plot, and then the second one goes, less time travel, go to sci-fi city, and start swearing. And also, Jak has a gun now.
That sounds like something I'd write.
Okay, weirdly, when I first played these games, I actually played the first one, the third one, and then the second one. But whatever. I don't know how that happened. I just couldn't find the second one at the time. I mean, it was 2000s or something, Ireland, you know? You just had what was in the shop, right? I at some point found the second one and played through it. It was definitely buggy, which is weird, right? I don't remember a lot of PS2 games being buggy, but Jak 2 had some bugs in it, which I've come across again in the emulator. I'm like, it wasn't just that I had a fucked up disc, like I assumed. There's like some weird stuff where just like all the buildings in this area just randomly disappear. It's like, wow, it's weird. They're not like game breaking.
Was there like a patch for anything ever made, ever released?
No,
they released a V2 or something, because some PlayStation games look like there's a V2 of it.
I don't believe so. Not that I've found, because I did go looking, and there does just appear to be the one version. Strange. I mean, they're not in that. It's not easily fixable or anything, but it's weird. I remember Jack. I don't remember that kind of stuff happening in Jack 3, but it's weird that it happened too. But it was much more. It was a much bigger scale of a game than the first one, I guess. But yeah.
You've also got open goal listed in here.
Oh yeah, because when I was talking to Hex about this, I randomly came across this project, which then led me to find out that Naughty Dog actually invented a programming language to make Jack and Daxter that Hex had heard of.
I'd heard of Goal. Yeah, no, I'd really heard of Goal.
Yeah.
I was baffled when I found out it was specifically for Jack and Dexter, whatever it's called. But like,
Yeah.
yeah, I know I'd heard of it before, and I was really weirded
Oh,
out.
yeah. Open Goal is a project I came across where people have are basically recompiling the games to run natively on
That's cool.
PC. There is a beta for the second one out, and I think the first one is out, that work, and they even have Linux versions. I haven't tried them. I've just been playing on the emulator because, I mean.
I mean, if you get it, once you've got the programming language and you've got the source code, you can compile it on whatever, right? So like, it's not.
Yeah, I mean they are also obviously adding extra settings and stuff for PC because, I
Of
mean, it was a
course,
console game.
yeah.
Which, going back to PS2, it is weird seeing an aspect ratio on every game you load up. Aspect ratio selection screen. It's like they had that. I remember those. Weird. It's not something you think about in games really, but yeah, because that was like at the cusp of 4x3 to 16x9, so they just kind of had to include it in everything, right?
Yep.
But I guess they just didn't have the
They didn't
auto
have auto
detection
switching, yeah.
that we enjoy today. But yeah,
That we
talking about
enjoy
Open Goal,
today. Not
yeah.
neither of us have turned a television on in like years at this point.
You have, I haven't.
I have, but only like because it's there. Like it's like,
Yeah,
why would I not? But even then,
don't have a t. I don't have a TV. I'm not weird.
I don't. Yeah, to be honest, like yeah. I mean, what else are we do the wall space, right?
But it's always an interesting project. Might be of some fun to some people, but I mean the fact that they invented their own programming language and immediately jump from simple game to very complex might explain all the bugs, but yeah.
I do have to wonder why they invented their programming language. Did we find out why?
It's a weird one, right? Because people invent engines all the time, but
But
it's
not
weird that they went with
languages.
programming languages.
I mean,
Yeah.
it looks like a modern script type language, looking at it, like the little bits you
Yeah.
can see. So like I can see why it's like a modern idea, but why?
I don't know. It's a strange one. But
Yeah.
they did. Anyway, speaking of games, Hex has played a lot of
Games.
Diablo 4.
Not really a lot, just a lot by Hex standards, right?
Yeah.
Like I've played like 40 hours of it, right? Which is like a lot by my standards. But yeah, I'm really enjoying Diablo 4. I mean, it's Diablo, right? Like anyone's ever played a Diablo game. It's very open, so rather than having delineated chapters where you go from one area to another, the map just sort of expands as you go out. There's a couple of things I don't like. Like it's got dynamic world leveling, so everything you encounter is always going to be your level, which I hate in games. But I'm gonna be
The
max level.
Obsidian
Well,
system.
I'm gonna be max level soon. It won't matter. So like, once you're max level,
I guess so.
there's no point having a bunch of shit you're never gonna kill. So like, once you're max level, that makes sense. But on the road to max level, it's kind of like a bit of a pain in the ass, a bit weird. But yeah, once you're max level, like in Diablo 3, there were certain areas I just didn't visit because there was no point. So by normalizing the level, it does mean you know.
I guess that makes sense, but like, yeah, I never liked the system.
No, I don't
Hello,
like the system.
aggregated disk.
That's a good username.
Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like I. It's overpriced. It's a Blizzard game, so have opinions about that if you want.
Soon to be a Microsoft game.
Soon to be a Microsoft game. I'm pretty sure it's only on Steam because they're like, fuck it, let's do that on the way out the door. I didn't buy. I know it's been out for a while now. I didn't buy it before it was on Steam because I just don't want to fuck it. Any barrier of entry to a game is more than I want, so I just don't. Like, for me, I'm just like, I just don't touch it until it's on Steam or GeForce Now somehow. And yeah, so it came out on Steam, works fine on my Steam Deck. It's not on GeForce Now, which is a shame, but whatever. I've been playing entirely in handheld mode. So I've done like 40 hours in handheld mode. And yeah, it's fine. I'm really enjoying it. Played it entirely with the controller. No qualms. If I had to be super picky, it's got an item store, which is entirely unnecessary. It just
60 quid game.
Well, yeah, but the stuff in the store is rubbish anyway.
It does have
a season pass as well, which I don't hate season passes, as long as they're like a 10 or whatever, like, you know, because it kind of gives you something to unlock, and it's only every like couple of months, so it's not like a constant grab. So I don't mind season passes, but I don't love them, but I don't object to them being in the game. But yeah, it's $59.99.
Whatever. Well, at least you like it.
I do. I really like it. It's very enjoyable, but it's very enjoyable in that it's Diablo kind of way. it's just Diablo, right? If you like Diablo, you're gonna like Diablo. If you like Diablo 2 and 3, you're gonna like 4. It is the only thing I'm playing at the moment, though. It is literally the only thing I'm playing at the moment.
That's fine. I mean, you did stop for a second to try Darktide.
You guys was having fun with Darktide, and I was like, maybe I want to play Darktide. So I jumped in, and I was like, oh my god, I'm bored. And I wanted to go back to Diablo. But yeah, I've had a weird, as I said last episode, I'm had a weird relationship with the game recently where I'm just not really into it. But Diablo's like casual enough and grindy enough that I can just like work on a few quests, and I quite like that.
Good.
I do feel like as time goes by, I'm gonna get to the point where I'm just like, I don't even play games anymore, and that's gonna be a shame because I've got a Steam account. I won't try and flip.
I mean, no, you don't. That happens all the time.
Yeah,
and then you go back. It's fine.
I hope so, because
maybe you don't. Who knows?
I hope so, because I've been playing games with my buds for ages, like years, and now I'm just like, I just want to play like card game or something.
I had like a solid fucking year where I basically didn't play anything.
Yeah.
Then I just bounced back to it. I don't know.
I hope so. I hope that's what happens.
It happens. Yeah. Sometimes.
I played like 40 hours Diablo, so it's not, obviously there are things that it gets. Maybe it's just the games. Maybe it's not, you know. It's not me, it's the games.
Maybe. I mean, you do still play your Miu a lot.
I play Miu a lot, but that stuff like I don't really think
it doesn't matter what it is.
I know, but I don't. It's not like I'm going to play Miu games with my friends. It's, you know what I mean? It's not really a social thing.
I know. So, well, then there's two different things. Yeah.
I guess so. But yeah. Anyway, there's Diablo. You should all play Diablo if you like Diablo games.
Also, I will quickly mention Darktide, because we got that last year and we all kind of bounced on it, which was unfortunate. But it's been a year.
Because
there's been some updates.
We did really like Vermintide 2, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we had like 100 hours out of that of fun. So when Darktide came out, it was like, oh, it's that but sci-fi. That's going to be great. And it was boring and brown.
More grey, but whatever. I do think they've slightly changed off the lighting engine. Hex immediately bounced on it again, but me and Hangman played 2 days of it, and we did it again because they did a massive overhaul thing with the talent system. Talent tree, so they've untied a lot of stuff from weapons and stuff and gave you more variety, which we actually played around with, and Hex just barreled through.
That's the kind of way we see games though, right? Because you was like, you and Hangman was like, oh, the talent tree. I was like, I just want to hit stuff, go away talent tree.
Well, we found it interesting, and there has definitely been a lot of tweaks because it just feels better to play, and also they've definitely added in dialogue, so it's not, the dialogue originally was shit, but they've definitely added in a lot more variety with that, and it's much better now, so I think it's worth looking at again. We had fun. However, no update will take away the grey.
Unless
that
is
just
the rainbow wallpaper update.
Yeah, that is just what 40k is. So yeah. I mean, take it as you will. Anyway, some topics. The bank camp thing that I mentioned last week.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of shit happened.
Okay, you can summarize for me because I do not understand.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can. There's several links here. There's even more. It's just, it is a tangled web of shit. Because when SongTrader decided to buy them, I initially thought that makes more sense than Epic. It turns out SongTrader are assholes. So are Epic. But this has got entangled in Bandcamp prior to being sold. In parts, it seems. They didn't even buy the entirety of Bandcamp. So what's happened is they've bought a section of Bandcamp, however that works, and then Epic's just killed what was left. I don't know. Business acquisition stuff is bollocks. I don't really understand it.
Do I need to go download all my Bandcamp stuff?
Because I mean, you should have done that already. I don't think so. I have seen several people just start using Itch to sell music, but
Itch is good,
I don't
know.
I mean, I feel like Itch should capitalize that and just kind of move all the music to its own section somewhere and make it more Bandcampy. Because, I mean, Itch should be perfect for that shit. I have seen several things attempt to fill this space, and I'm not sure any of them really work, but whatever. We'll see as time goes on. But basically, SongTrader and Epic... I think the SongTrader CEO... Right, I need to step back a sec. I've gotten confused myself. Bandcamp was trying to make a union. They had elected people to run this union.
Right.
The SongTrader man had met with some of these people.
Right.
And then when the sale went through, they fired half of Bandcamp, which just so happened to include everyone in the union.
That'll do
it. That has just sparked a massive mess of stuff. So I'm not exactly sure on how far along the union was, because I'm pretty sure that's illegal. If it was a fully fledged union, I don't know.
Not in America.
I'm not sure. Again, I don't know. But it does seem to be a shit show. I have four links here you can read about. A lot of it goes over my fucking head, I'll be honest. But there does have seem to have turned into a fucking shit show. But the union people have filed unfair dismissal stuff. Or unfair label practice charge. I don't know what that means. But yeah. It's just... Yeah. I've also linked to the union website. It does just seem to have become a shit show. So yeah, SongTrader assholes, as it seems.
It's
and we
weird.
Knew Epic was assholes.
It's weird that there's a specific union for, like, I don't understand, like, isn't there not a general trade union these people can join rather than making their own union?
Everyone in America seems to make their own union, right?
They're not just have a, like,
that just seems to be how it works there. Because we've seen this with
bizarre.
The writers thing, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a writers union, and then there's a union specifically for 3D VFX people. And then there's, yeah, it does just seem to be things that exist inside of a company.
I mean, I get why, like, 3D virtual effects might need a different union to everything else, because it's a very niche industry. But the music industry should surely have a union that covers Bandcamp, right? I'm a little
bit. Know.
Yeah, I don't
understand. I don't know.
This logo's lovely, though. The unions. Shaking hands, the sunshine. That is very, like, nice little logo they made there. It's all right.
Yeah.
Good job.
But yeah, they've got several social media thingies where they provide more updates. But yeah, actually, there is an updates page, but it hasn't been updated since May. But they have been posting on other places. So yeah, just have a read of that stuff. It is a shit show. Unfortunately, because Bandcamp was really good.
Yeah,
it was what the music industry should have been. But
that
but,
might be
yeah,
why they've killed it. That might be why they're like,
yep.
Fucking off, fuck off.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Sky asked the government to target IPTV resellers.
I don't think private companies should be making demands of government police forces, private police forces. But yeah, they seem to have caught a lot of people selling what are essentially Android boxes hooked up to fucking torrent stuff and VPNs. And yeah, Hex hadn't really heard of these things, but I have never bought one or know anyone who bought one, but I know that they are thing. Well, okay. Yeah, they are things that people that are very popular here because it comes up a lot. People would pay a subscription to someone selling them an illegal box for some reason, like 100 quid a year. It's a strange setup, but people do it. I don't know why, but yeah.
And these boxes, they mostly, pay for I'm a mostly year, in... and the box stops working after 3 months, I assume.
I don't know. But yeah, I mostly included this because I think it's weird and shady as shit that media companies are directly involved with police forces in tackling this, but whatever.
Also, for anyone that's interested, also, the website...
The poster is beautiful.
Yeah, but the website, streamwise.com, is kind of a gene. Like, the website, there's so much wrong with it. You should go visit that website. It's a little
looking at this. It does... Yeah. They're like, all high in on recommending Just Watch, which is a website that shows you where stuff is. A genuinely useful website. However, there seems to be a lot of advertising going
on here.
I've
never heard of it. I don't know. Yeah. I just Googled the show.
I've never seen one of these posters before, but heck.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen this poster. This exact poster in my town. I might take a photo of it tomorrow for you.
There's so much wrong with this poster. The fucking HTML escape tag that isn't escaping anything.
C:\
Why is... Oh, it's beautiful. Also, the man reaching his ghost hands through the man's laptop is...
You're in the living room! Why have you got ghost hands?
What are you trying to convey? But this was some bullshit. What else? The Discord Flatpak is now being run by Discord, which is interesting.
Good? I don't you know, is that good? I think that's good, right?
I don't know. I mean, Flatpak have been trying to get the people who actually run the projects to, you know, manage the Flatpaks. So, I mean, it's interesting that Discord has done it. I mean,
maybe there's just guy at Discord that's like, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah. I mean, Discord literally provide, like, tarballs of Discord.
Yeah, so they're Linux friendly,
like,
right?
Binary. So, I mean, I don't think it's... I mean, I've never packaged a Flatpak, but, I mean, I can't imagine... I mean, you're basically just sticking that tarball into whatever a Flatpak is, I guess, and doing the update every time it happens. I mean, Again, I haven't done it. I don't want that. I'm not going to downplay it. I don't know how much work is involved. But it's interesting that Discord have done it themselves, right?
I mean, it is, but I'm reckoning they've done that so they can make sure no one's circumventing their adverts.
Almost definitely. Yeah. I have seen several people say it's, they think the Steam Deck's a thing and stuff. I'm like, maybe. But I mean, yours makes more sense.
Yeah, I think they try to stop people circumventing ads, but like... It would be, I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be nice to have a Steam Deck native, like, dashboard version of Discord. Like, that could be cool, but it's not.
I mean, is there a difference between, other than audio and all?
I mean, for when I'm in handheld mode, to have a button where I can be like, bop, and just Discord there in handheld mode, because that's the main way I play my Steam Deck. But that said, yeah, like, it's not happening. They're not doing that. They just want to make sure you're not sick of it.
That'd be interesting.
Else. But yeah.
Another weird one though was Sony putting fucking God of War and Uncharted in GOG. That was definitely something that is DRM free mainline Sony titles is not something I ever thought I'd see.
They're experimenting, aren't they? That's what's happening. They're just having a little look, aren't they?
I think they're. I mean, Sony seem to be struggling a lot lately, right?
Yep.
But I don't. They're not actually on it yet. I don't believe.
Nope, they're not. I'm just.
Yeah, they just have a coming soon page. But
it's possible they're never going to come soon. They just want to see how many people wishlist it.
I mean, it's. I don't know. They don't have a date on it. I mean, it's. Who knows when it's actually coming?
19th of October, 2022. Is the release date.
All right, there you go.
2022. So it's the past.
You're looking.
Yeah, Uncharted. The release date. Release date.
That's when the game originally released.
I mean, that's confusing as shit. With whatever store you're on, should have the release date on that store.
God, I've never played Uncharted, but New God of War is a great game. Some of the old ones. So, you know, that's cool.
Have you ever played Tomb Raider?
Yes.
It's just Uncharted. It's the same, but with more cutscenes. It's the same.
I see.
It's the same game.
I have played the first of the new Tomb Raiders.
It's a good game. Yep.
I think I have the other two, but I haven't. I think I started the second one, but I haven't finished them. But yeah, I believe Tomb Raider, the second one, was one of the games I was playing through on GFN before I got my new PC and got very distracted.
Yeah, could well have been. Tomb Raider's a good game, you should play
but,
it through.
But yeah, it's just interesting to see them do this. Because they did start doing the Steam thing, what, like 2 years ago?
Yep.
They just need to, you know, not leave it a year between PlayStation release and PC release.
I mean, they're always going to do that, though. They're always going to do that. Because they want you to buy the PlayStation version.
I mean, I know that's the case, but so, it's
like Microsoft in a weird position.
I feel like there are very few people who are going to go and buy a PlayStation to play a couple of games, right?
No, there are, but then few people are enough, because if they've got like, if you won't go and buy a PlayStation for one game, but if there's like five games you want or four games you want, you might do, right? Yeah. Microsoft in a unique position. Microsoft in the unique position of they just want you to buy Game Pass. They don't give a shit about hardware sales. And that's why Microsoft released basically anywhere, because they just want you to sign up to Game Pass.
I might have bought a PS4 to play Kingdom Hearts 3.
There you go, see.
And Spider-Man, so there was two games.
There was,
and God of War. I did originally play God of War on it, so I had... And Bloodborne. I played four games.
Four games, there you go. I'll tell you, four games. That's the key, that's the magic number. There was a heavy dose of future at the 2023 Japan Mobility Show.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not gonna... This was just cool shit.
It is cool shit.
Well, actually, no, sorry. Ignore the header image, because that is literally a theme park ride. There is some stuff that looks... And the VTOL. There's some stuff that looks like it might have some genuine application.
The Honda Uni1 looks cool.
Yes. That is a wheelchair you can use without your hands.
Yeah.
That's a genuinely cool invention.
Yeah.
And also, it's higher than a regular one, so apparently you should be at like almost eye level with people standing up, which is interesting.
Which is what wheelchairs should be, really. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's probably more awkward when you need someone to be pushing you.
Yeah, but I mean, we're in 2023. There's no reason to have someone push you.
Wheelchairs, I don't think have been, you know, no one's really redone the wheelchair in a while, right?
Yeah, but this is a good sign. And this looks nice as well. It looks like yellow and be Xavier.
I do mostly point it out for the wheelchair thing because, I'm not going to go into personal stuff, but whatever. The robot hand is also cool. There's the robot hand above the wheelchair, which is actually a robot hand for remote work, which sounds interesting. They also have the below the wheelchair is another wheelchair, but it's designed for like airports and stuff. Going to specific points.
Press the button.
Go to the gate. Yeah.
They're gonna charge you 20 quid for that.
I don't know. There's a lot of restrictions on like stuff in airports. So like it's cool. That's also cool. Also, the electric bus was cool.
The electric bus looks cool as well. As buses go, it's a very cool looking bus.
Weird thing about the electric bus, even compared to regular buses, is it's all flat. It's all on the same level. Because even in regular buses, they're all over the fucking place.
I have not been on a bus in so long, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but there's a couple of just weird concept stuff mixed in with genuinely useful stuff.
Yeah.
But, also, there's a robot with weird eyes.
There's always a robot with weird eyes. It doesn't matter where you're going or what you're doing. There's always going to be a robot with weird eyes.
Oh, and at the very bottom, there's a mech.
Oh, yeah. Again, there's always going to be a mech. We don't need the mech. We don't need mechs. We're fine.
We don't need the mech, but the wheelchair stuff is cool.
Wheelchair's dope, yeah. I mean, favorite wheelchair stuff. And the robot with the weird eyes.
I mean, instead of a wheelchair, you could get a mech.
Yep. Same problem solved, right? But
yeah, they don't actually say if those arms are movable. I hope they are.
I mean, let's assume so.
I mean, that could just be a mech shape on top of a wheelchair.
It's actually just a wheelchair with a skin. It's like a download. Yeah, yeah, I could well
but,
be.
But yeah,
So, cool stuff. Unless you have anything to add, that brings us just right to the end of Trendy Talk. Exactly an hour and a half. We fucking nailed it. We've done a proper...
I mean...
Nailed it. Done.
We did it. We did the thing.
Done. Just
all walking. Good.
Yeah.
And then when we're done this, I can run my script and blow up my own cast.
Blow up his own cast. Yeah, so thank you for watching Trendy Talk. You can get me at hexdsl.com or you can get the notes for this show at trendy.hexdsl.com. That's trendy.hexdsl.com. You can get Wings stuff over at feather, as in the things birds have, .onl. That's feather.onl. Or anything else, anywhere else to link people?
Don't believe so.
Or you can just hang out on Discord with us. And the best way to get to Discord is to go to discord.hexdsl.com. There you go. That's it. All done.
That's it.
That is it.
And if you're feeling generous, wishlist.hexdsl.
Wishlist.hexdsl. Forget feeling generous. You owe me for some reason. I don't know. I haven't had any random gifts from the wishlist in a while, actually. I might have to buy myself
something
off the wishlist. I'm just buying myself something off the wishlist. I'm not even bothered.
It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. Yeah, it's almost Christmas. It is actually almost Christmas. So I deserve stuff. Thanks for watching. Goodbye, everyone. I love you. Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody.